I'm Nikki Cadillac, and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Burlington Buzz in Burlington, Massachusetts.
What inspired you to create the Burlington Buzz?
Ooh, well, what I recognized was that there was a big gap in civic education here in Burlington. We had an election coming up, and I, nor really anybody that I knew, had any idea what we were voting on, who the candidates were, why we would choose one candidate over another, and really what all of the offices are that you're voting for when you vote in a local election. There's not a whole lot of fanfare, and there's not a whole lot of ways to get information out there. And so it also, at the same time, a lot of our legacy media publications were leaving us. And so the way that people used to get their information about their campaigns and about the elections was no longer available. And so I just started writing up little like daily explainers for people, really on Facebook, of course. I started up writing up daily explainers of like, why is Burlington a town and not a city? And what is town meeting, which is our legislative form of government? What does the select board do? Why don't we have a mayor? Like all of these things I would write up in little, like, 300, 400 word kind of articles that I would post on Facebook and in the resident groups. And people liked it so much. And I realized that there was a whole lot of content and also a lot of need for people to understand better what our town does and how it functions. And so that's when Burlington Buzz was born. That was 2 years ago, almost exactly.
What does Burlington mean to you?
Oh, Burlington. Well, I have a little bit of a complicated relationship with Burlington because I am not from here, but people who are from here tend to really, really be from here. And so they're very involved and they, talk about what neighborhood they grew up in and what elementary school they went to. And so my husband is from here and went to the same elementary school that my kids go to. And so I have that sort of, I don't want to call it a townie perspective, but people who have been here for a while, I recognize their perspective. And then I also recognize Burlington from an outside perspective because, I grew up in Missouri. I went to school at BU, Boston University, and left for California for 5 years and then came back and lived in a neighboring town and then moved to Burlington. So what I think is that Burlington has a lot of potential for connection and understanding, and we miss some opportunities because of the internet and because sometimes we just don't know what's happening in our own backyard. And I think that the more we get together and talk with one another, the more we realize that we have all kind of the same end goal, which is to make our town the best that it can be. And maybe we disagree about ways to get there, but we can communicate respectfully and honor each other's experiences.
What has the feedback been?
People love it for the most part. A lot of the feedback that I get is that the news is delivered sort of with an even hand. I obviously have my own personal views, but I tend to try to keep to the facts and to the background that I am aware of as I'm writing stories. And so when I write something, I try to make sure that it's very well researched and that it's balanced. And even when, somebody's been behaving badly or there's a suspicion that something was not entirely on the up and up, all I do is my best to provide the context and the full story for people so that they can make their own decision. And I think people really like that. And people like knowing what's going on in town. They like the event calendar and, trying to, figuring out what's going on for adults and what's going on for kids and what singles events are happening. But then they also like knowing how does the select board work and what's the housing project that people that have been working on for 2 years. And, just having a little bit of, having somebody to ask about things like that. Somebody emailed me the other day and said, "When's O'Reilly Auto Parts going to open?" So, it's those questions that you just kind of sit and wonder and you never have the answers to. And so I like being able to answer those questions for people and give them the answers to the questions that they didn't even know they had.
You said you do a community calendar. How important is it to focus on community stuff than just, like hard news or just government news?
I think the community aspect is super important. I don't do any national news pretty much ever. And I think that's also really important because your life happens at the local level, and there's sensational things that happen over there in the national arena that we really, I it's not helpful for me to get into that when, trying to communicate with constituents here who really just want to know, why is the water pressure low today? Or, those answers to those basic questions. I will say that when I first started writing those posts on Facebook, I would call them politics posts, and I later started calling them government posts because I do believe that there's a big difference between politics and government, and they do interact with one another, and politics are obviously present at every level, but government is really what we're talking about. And so actually at this point, whenever anybody says something about politics, I'll correct them and tell them that we're actually not talking about politics right now. We're talking about government. This is the infrastructure for our town. This is how the town works and how it's governed. This has nothing to do with politics until you start talking about, the individual situations that come up. So, for a while I was branding Burlington Buzz as local government news. And I decided, after realizing that, well, there's a lot of people who don't think they care about government news, I rebranded to talking about community. And so now our new, I don't want to say our new tagline, but the way we sort of present ourselves is really community connection. So if you look at our new website that we're building, like the top line, subheader says community connection in Burlington, Massachusetts. And the way we deliver that is through reporting on local government and current events. But this is not just about government. This isn't like, oh, go sit in a meeting for 3 hours and be bored stiff, which I do that for you, by the way. This is my gift to my town. I will sit in those meetings so that you don't have to and summarize the high level points. But there's so much more than that. And understanding the background about, why don't we sell alcohol in convenience stores, for example, in our town? That's just like helps you understand more about the rich history of the town that we live in. It also helps people form more educated opinions about the issues that are happening today. So I think community is really needs to be sort of the linchpin for the entire operation. And so that's why we've made that shift.
I was looking at your bio and it said Chief Everything Officer.
Well,
What is it like running a media organization?
I've never run a business before, really. I have a tutoring business, but it was just me, and it was just, taking clients every once in a while. Running a media organization is it's kind of a beast. I didn't really set out when I started this to be a news organization. It was really, a newsletter that was going out that, informed people about what was going on in town. And it's really grown to be like a full-time job for somebody who, my background is in education and I'm a fiction writer. Not really a journalist by trade or training, but I have sort of grown and developed into one. And what I really like about it is that there's so much camaraderie within the journalism, ecosystem. And I really enjoy being able to speak with like-minded people, which is why I say yes to interviews like this or conversations with other media organizations, because I think we have a lot to learn from each other, and I think we have a lot to share, and I think that things only get better as you collaborate.
What are some of the things that motivate you?
Ooh. Well, I'm a teacher, as I mentioned. And so distilling things down to very easily digestible stories, taking a complex situation and with a complex history and distilling it down into something that's easily understandable by the general audience is really motivating to me. And so when I get feedback about that, it makes me pretty happy. So I'm really invested in building community. I'm invested in the folks in this town knowing and understanding what's going on around them. and getting to know each other. And so anytime I can do that and help spur that kind of connection in any way, that makes me happy.
And you do a lot to help your community, but what do you do to help your own mental health?
Oh man, I don't want to laugh, but it's a lonely world here. And so what I have been trying to do a lot more of lately is be a lot more efficient and organized with the way I'm spending my time so that I'm not taking on more than I can handle. Saying no to things, not oversubscribing myself. I did not want to stop with my fiction writing when I started writing The Buzz, but about last fall, so probably 6 months ago, I was working on a book and just realized how stressed out I was trying to get that book on the page when thinking about all of the other things that I need to be doing and how I can, be growing the business and reaching more people. And so it wasn't the thing that I set out to do. It was like, oh, I'm gonna write a newspaper, I'm gonna do that to the exclusion of everything else. But I did have to eventually draw that line. And so, being able to say no to things, being able to take the weekend and not sit at my computer, but do a puzzle with friends or go out to this weekend. I went to a storytelling event. Next weekend, I'm going to a play. So, being able to set aside that time for myself and for my family has been really helpful.
Where do you want to see your organization in the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
I think number one, I want to be a household name, and we're getting there for sure. But I want everybody in Burlington to know what Burlington Buzz is, just like they know what the Burlington Union, which is the ex newspaper. Used to be. And the number two is really, I want to sustain a career. If I'm going to be doing this for 30 or 40 hours a week, like I can't be doing it for free. And so what I really am trying to do in the next year or two is find a path towards being able to support myself, career-wise with this business.
What is it like being an author?
Mostly disappointing. It's exciting to start something and finish something and watch an idea go from, concept to execution. The book that I published in January of 2023 was I'm really proud of. It took 4 years to write and publish, and a lot changed in my life during that time, and I encountered a lot of hurdles. And the being able to say, here is the book that I wrote. Please enjoy it. And then having people enjoy it and rate it and share it on social media and things like that is really cool. Going to book clubs and talking about the book that I've written. It's fun. And then also like it always feels like I have so many ideas and not enough time to get all of those ideas on paper, particularly when, I've diverted my professional work to this news publication, which is great and I love it and it energizes me and I feel really great about it. But at the same time, the personal writing, the personal essays that I write, which is nonfiction plus the fiction that I also write, has had to be on hold. And so that's disappointing. But I do really love just starting with the sort of seed of an idea and then making that into 500 words, 2,500 words, 50,000 words, that people will read and look at and be like, wow, this is really good.
Do you feel closer to Burlington with doing this?
Oh, well, 1,000%. Yeah. I mean, I have built relationships with local government officials, with department staff. I have built relationships with readers of all kinds, from all different places, from all different neighborhoods. People recognize me when they see me out, or they'll like see I don't have it on right now, but I have a Burlington Buzz sweatshirt and it or a t-shirt or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, you're the Buzz lady. Which is fun. I definitely like have to kind of wear a hat when I go to places and I don't want to be recognized, which is funny. But yeah, I do feel immensely closer to the town, and I feel more invested in the town because I've been doing this work and getting other people connected, and I feel responsible. And so we did a civic expo here in January, so about 2 months ago. And I worked with the town administration, the town clerk, and a few other elected officials to organize and get this whole thing running. And like every single department was represented, every single elected board, I think, was represented. We had nonprofits, we had so many people representing their organizations that we didn't have enough space for them to fit. And so we had to like have them combine tables, and then the people who came from the public were just really excited and impressed with the way the event ran, and can't wait until the next one in January of next year. So that's also really exciting too, is just like building up that social capital and those relationships with both readers, but also with, town administration.
How can people reach out and learn more?
You can reach me at hello@burlington.buzz, or you can go on to the Burlington Buzz website at www.burlington.buzz. You can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. That's where we send most of our content. And yeah, I'm around all the time.